Happy Sabbath, little flock. We've had an interesting time the last few weeks. I threw my TV out several years ago, so I kind of find out things by seeing what's on the internet, you know, the news and that kind of stuff. So I really don't need to go into the details about what's happened this week, but it was rather obvious that the devil's ways were being shown quite blatantly before us. But you know, Paul wrote in Romans 1, and this has been a long time ago, about, you know, that we reject God and we do our own thing, basically, and we worship the creatures instead of the Creator and all this. And you got to understand, this is a couple thousand years ago. This has been going on since the beginning. You can go all the way back, you know, to Nimrod, and in the beginning, all this paganism and all these worship of man and creatures and all this error that goes on in the world, what's been going on a long, long time. So what I was trying to get to, because last week I spoke about what I was looking forward to, and this week I just wanted to speak shortly about what we're being prepared for. You know, right on our little shield for the United Church of God, you know, it's preaching the gospel, preparing a people. So I just want to take a moment to talk about what we're being prepared for. In Romans 6:16, Paul wrote, "Do you not know to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey? You are that one slaves whom you obey, whether to sin leading to death, or obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that through you were slaves, although you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." And that's where we walk in the Holy Spirit and walk in the law of God, and we have His Word in us. And when Jesus first started His ministry, He went into the synagogue and He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He'd opened the book, this is Luke 4:17. When He opened the book, He found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." He told us that at the very beginning of His ministry. And when He returns, we're finishing this ministry. We get to work with Him to help heal, to help bring sight to the blind. And we're talking spiritual blindness, not physical blindness. We're talking spiritual blindness. To teach the law, to show people what it is that will heal this earth. And in Matthew 10:8, he told his disciples, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." And that's our future. We're going to spend our effort teaching, healing, directing, bringing peace onto the earth. Because it is written in James 1:25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. And we're going to bring the perfect law to the earth. And we're going to bring liberty to the earth. Break the bondage off these people who are slaves to sin. They're under bondage. The whole world is under bondage. We're going to break the bondage. Bring liberty. Bring healing. That is what we're being prepared for. So I ask you, always remember that he has given us liberty through his word. And our next job is going to bring that liberty to the rest of the world.